Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Deuce, and on Wednesday I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
This day, and I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesday. Talking about I love them, love them, love. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Day.
This is Thaisa, and on Wednesdays I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy is what it is.
Hey, hey, welcome to GQ Palace Radio. You are now on Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. It's Butter, baby, baby, baby.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, suck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down a rise, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans. And I don't see no way in the future or the scene. So I bet you wishing that you had me back. And on my frame now, when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that web, web, what is foul? What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's sleeping the bands, I'm coming out like.
Now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. I am one of your hosts, Storm, Ray Queen should be calling in shortly, and I believe Miss Mobetta is going to call in later on this evening. So I just want to definitely just welcome you back to the show. We're going to talk about a couple different things this evening, as well as go to a couple different songs as well, just to spread the love, of course, on GQ Palace like we always do. But definitely just wanted to say happy hump day to everybody. That's right, middle of the week. So excited. Can't wait. Now, snow might be coming tomorrow, so make sure you guys are prepared for that. Depending on your location where you are, snow is coming. So please make sure you guys are safe. Make sure you check on your loved ones as well as check on anyone that might be homeless, have no place to live, have no place to go. You might want to reach out and at least, even if you have to give a number to a shelter or something, just to make sure that they know, hey, the shelter is at this location, or you can help them get there by sending, you know, a cab or whatever you might want to do. But just do something good, you know. Definitely do something good to help someone out. You know, of course, we're only as strong as the people that we have around us and our surrounding people. So just make sure, you know, that you just reach out and you just help someone. You know, just feeling in the spirit of helping and giving and, you know, just showing love and reaching out to everybody. So definitely, you know, make sure you reach out to people and let them know that, you know, you do love them, because tomorrow definitely is not promised to anyone. Definitely want to say a happy birthday to Ray Queen. Her birthday is this week, so we are definitely excited for that. We're going to turn up and have a good time this weekend for her in her honor, you know, as well as you guys know it's, you know, Easter Sunday and Friday is Good Friday. So definitely, you know, be safe out there. And, of course, you know, everybody going to be at church on Sunday with their Sunday's best, their brand new outfits on, even though they haven't been in church in all year, but they're going to show up on Easter. So make sure you guys get there extra early, you know, to make sure that you guys get a seat, because I know my church is always full. You know, every holiday is full, even down the middle of the aisle, there's extra chairs there. So just make sure, of course, that you guys get there early and you're able to get your seats and just go in peace and just go to hear the word. So we're going to take a minute out. We're going to go to a quick song. And then after the song, we're going to come back on the air. And we're just going to talk about the shooting that took place in Sacramento, California. I just want to just talk about it, you know, get other people's feedbacks on it to see how you feel about it, see what your opinion is, because, of course, once again, you know, there is a shooting, and, you know, you want to make sure that we take our necessary safety precautions as well. So after we go to a song, we're going to come back on the air, and we're just going to talk about it, and then we're going to just talk about different parenting stuff that we can do to prepare our children. God forbid they're in a situation like this. Usually on GQ Palace, we just like to talk about it and, you know, spread the awareness out to everyone just to let them know that, listen, this is what it is. You know, we understand that we are, unfortunately, under attack, and we need to make sure that we do the right thing and we explain to our kids the right thing to do. So this way nothing can be, you know, mixed up in the eyes of the law. So we're going to take a minute and go to a song, and then after that song, we're going to come back and just chop it up and then just take it wherever you guys want to take it. GQ Palace.
Track. Oh yeah. You know what time it is when you hear that. Time to get on the dance floor. Not late. It ain't gotta be a dance, you know. As long as you're shaking it, I don't care what you call it.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
I watch her do her thing, yeah.
I watch her do her thing.
When she moving side to side,
oh, Lord,
you ought to see her from behind.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
What's that thing?
Hey, come on,
I don't know what to call it, but she be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
In them cut-off shorts and boots,
oh, Lord,
I love to see her getting loose. She be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
Got me all in my feelings. Yeah. This pretty little country girl.
Pretty little country girl.
Her mama had to be a brick house. Yeah.
Cause she brought one to this world.
She brought one to this world.
Now I've been sitting here watching you, dancing like you do,
dancing like you do.
And I wanna get to know you, baby.
And I get to know you
as soon as you get through. But not now,
not now.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
I watch her do her thing, yeah.
I watch her do her thing, yeah.
When she moving side to side,
hold up,
you ought to see her from behind. She be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
Hey. What's that thing?
Hey, come on,
I don't
come
know
on.
What to call it, but she be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing.
In them cut-off shorts and boots,
oh,
I love to see her getting loose. She be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
Hey, hey there, DJ.
Mr. DJ.
She just party pumping. Cause she doing this dance for me. But I don't know what to call
don't
it.
Know what to call
she
it.
Shaking her hips side to side. She moving her legs
from left to right.
She say she don't get tired. And she can do it all night.
Do it all
she bent
night.
It over,
packed it up.
Oh man, this girl be
cutting up.
I need some more Henny in my cup. I think I done fell in love.
Oh, yeah.
She move her hips side to side. She move her leg
left to right.
She said she don't get tired.
Come on, come on.
And she can ride it all night.
Well,
she be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
I watch her do her thing, yeah.
I watch her do her thing, yeah.
When she moving side to side,
hold on,
you ought to see her from behind.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing,
yeah. Hey.
What's that thing?
Hey, come on,
I don't
come
know
on.
What to call it, but she be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
In them cut-off shorts and boots,
hold on,
I love to see her getting loose. She be doing her thing, yeah.
Thing, yeah.
Oh hey. Yeah, this is the part I want y'all to break it down on.
Come on, come on.
On a
come
count
on.
Of three, follow me.
Come on,
it go like this here.
Come on.
One, two,
come on.
Three.
Come
here we go
come
now.
On.
Left
come
leg,
come on.
Right
come
leg,
come on.
Bend
come
it over,
come on.
Turn
come
it around.
Come on.
Left
come
leg,
come
right
come
leg,
come
bend
come
it over.
Come on.
She
come
be
on.
Doing
come
her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
I watch her do her thing, yeah.
I watch her do her thing.
When she moving side to side,
hold on,
you ought to see her from behind.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing,
yeah. Hey.
What's that thing?
Hey, come on,
I don't
come
know
on.
What to call it, but she be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
In them cut-off shorts and boots,
hold on,
I love to see her getting loose. She be doing her thing, yeah.
She be doing her thing, yeah.
I'm telling you, that song gets you dancing every single time. And I don't want to get the name wrong, but I believe it's Adrian. And I believe he'll be coming on GQ Palace, I think, this Friday. I believe, but definitely has you dancing, get you moving, keep you moving around. And I believe he's a jazz artist, which, you know, they're very rare, you know, especially in this day and age where everything is hip hop and R&B. So definitely for him to be in the jazz genre is definitely, you know, something big. So definitely shout out to him and looking forward to the interview this Friday here on GQ Palace. So definitely excited about that. So you know, we definitely spread the love here on GQ Palace with the Unsigned Artist Radio, you know, on Monday night. So definitely if you want that music rotated, make sure you send it in to gqpalaceradio@gmail.com. So this way you can get your music rotated. It does have to be mastered, though, when you send it in. But definitely, you know, send it in. Let's get the music rotated, and it's free of charge. You know, everything that we do here at GQ Palace is free of charge. We don't charge you for anything. We believe in helping out each other. And, you know, God has definitely blessed us to be able to, you know, be able to have this, you know, business. And, you know, we're happy and we're, trying to give back to, you know, support anyone that's looking to promote the things that they have working on. You know, you work hard to try and, you know, do certain things. So we're definitely looking forward to helping you promote what you're doing. So definitely shout out to him. And of course, like I said, looking forward to that interview. But what I did want to talk about this evening is the shooting that did take place in Sacramento, California, where there was a unarmed, I believe he was 22 years old, and the police shot him, I believe it was 20 times, and they believed that he had a gun. They shot him in his grandmother's yard, and he actually only had a cell phone. So I'm definitely going to repeat that, you know, for the callers that are listening, you know, because I definitely want to know your feedback on that. He was shot 20 times, you know, and they opened fire, and they, when they saw the cell phone, when they saw something that looked like it was a phone, it looked like it was a gun, excuse me, they opened fire and said, gun, gun, 20 times. And then there was actually some audio, and the audio asked, what did he have on him? That's what the question was. The question was, what did he have on him? And they said, we believe it was a gun from our perspective. So from your perspective and your point of view, from where you were standing, you thought an iPhone was a cell phone. And after you shot and killed him, then you get to search him to see that it was only a cell phone. So I'm just curious to find out what you were thinking. When were you thinking it? And when do you even take, even if you, I believe nowadays that you, like, you shoot to kill at this point. Like, you don't shoot to arm, you know, shoot to injure, you shoot to kill. So he had a cell phone, so now that's once again another man gone, another black man gone, and, you know, we're stuck in a rut of what to do at this point. You know, I'm a little confused with how this works, you know, and then you're home practically because you're at your grandmother's house, you know, so I definitely want to open the phone lines up and just, you know, allow people to call in and just give their feedback on that. But I also, when I read that story, I thought of the Sandra Bland story, where, for those of you who don't remember, she was actually the person, I think she was 28 years old or something, and she was pulled over for a traffic violation. And a couple days later, she ended up dead in jail. They said she hung herself. So that cop got off as well. So just pointing, you know, that out. And I'm sure there was numerous situations that took place where a cop did get off, unfortunately, you know, with the crime. I'm not saying that all the cops are bad, because I don't want anyone to misconstrue what I'm saying. What I'm explaining is there another way that we're able to save a life when it comes down to arresting someone, or when it comes down to, you know, someone feel, a police officer feeling like their job is in jeopardy or their life is in jeopardy when they're out in the field? Is there a training that we believe that they can have in addition to them going to the academy and everything, that can just teach them a little bit more, where I'm not saying someone has a gun, let that person shoot you, but I'm just saying a little bit, a safe way to apprehend someone, or a safe way to actually say, you know what, maybe I should just take a step back, reevaluate the situation, and if I feel that I'm jittery and I want to pull the trigger, maybe I can ask for assistance. Is there a such thing, you know, as that? But then I also want to just talk about another story that I did find, where another officer is actually, he's being charged with, I believe it is murder. I believe it's, he turned himself in because he's accused of murder in the third degree and manslaughter in the second degree. And he actually killed an African-American cop, killed a woman from Australia, and she was unarmed. And she actually called the cops because there was a potential or possibility of a sexual assault. But he came, and his justification was, well, I'm trained to react a certain way first. So he chose to react the way that he was trained, and now he's being charged with third degree murder and second degree, I believe, is manslaughter. I believe it was. So I'm just a little confused with the way that he said he was trained and the charges that he has against him versus the charges that the Sandra Bland police officers have had, or what do we believe the charges will be on this other officer that opened fire, officers, because it had to be more than one person that opened fire 20 different, 20 bullets. I don't know if, maybe it's something new that they're carrying around now where they're able to shoot out 20 bullets at one time, but to me that tells me that there was numerous people there. So with numerous people being there, there was no one that felt anything different. You know, help me just understand where that's going. You know, so the, like I explained, there's a couple different things that I definitely want to talk about tonight. But I want to also just touch on, do you feel it's something that we can do as parents to prepare our children for this thing called life, being out there in society, the different things happening in society? Do you feel that it's something that we can do to prevent them, you know, from getting hurt or being in harm's way? Because I personally, I feel that as each day goes on, I feel like this thing called life is very stressful. And some people are not really built for it, where they struggle with the stress of life. They struggle with how to deal with stress. And I feel like maybe if we come together and we help them as a whole, start with our children at home, our community, the people in our surrounding areas, maybe that we're able to help them deal with stress a little bit better versus doing something that could possibly cause them their life. You know, if you're pulled over, do you know what you should be doing when you're pulled over? Or do you believe that you should just say, oh, you know what? I'm not going to get out this car. I'm not going to turn off my ignition. I'm not going to hand in my driver's license. You're not getting my insurance card. Like, what is the proper thing to do? What do you feel the proper thing to do is as far as to get when you're pulled over? What do you feel should be done? You know, the phone lines are definitely open, and you're more than welcome to call in and just discuss, you know, how you feel about the situation. I gave a couple different topics. You know, it's the media, the social media, the news, the world today has so many different things going on. And when I sat and I thought about tonight's show, I was trying to figure out what should we actually bring to you today. And we always talk about, you know, like family and social media and stuff. And tonight's topic does have something to do with it, because it's educating our children. It's educating each other as adults. And it's not just kids, it's adults. What would we do about the situation? Do you know what to do when you're being pulled over? And then do you know what your rights actually are? Because sometimes if you watch on social media, they show the phone where someone's videotaping the police harassing them. And it's great that you have the phone, but if something happens, that's all you had was that phone. That's my boom. Guess who stepped in the room?
Ew. Hey.
Hey, hey, what's going on? Man, listen.
How you doing, girl?
Listen, I'm good. How you doing?
Every time
I get pulled over. I mean, I don't even have to get pulled over.
Uh-huh.
I see a cop sitting on the side of the road. I'm like, oh, shoot. Let me take my foot off the gas, sit up tall, seatbelt, seatbelt on, locked down. You know, it's a shame that we have to do that. And meanwhile, I'm clean. Been clean for a while, you know what I'm saying? It's a shame. Then let one get behind me, my armpits are sweating, every hair on my body standing up. Like, why do we have to do that?
Right. I know it sounds bad, Diva, but I feel like at the end of the day, it's the world and the society that we live in. Because I know even out here versus in the city, for us, we know that if there is, you know, emergency vehicle coming or a cop coming up behind us flying and we move over. You know, we move over in the next lane. You know, if we're in a fast lane, we do move over. You know, where some places, they don't move over. They feel like the cops should go around them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, if you go into an emergency, I think of myself as being in an emergency, being in a crisis, I want you to be able to come rescue me as quickly as possible, you know.
Exactly.
So I'm going to move over, you know.
Yeah.
But I was pretty much just going over a couple different things, you know, with them, because I feel like a lot of people are so afraid of the cops because you don't want to deal with the hustle and bustle. No one wants to be pulled over and harassed. Oh, my God, are you going to nitpick with me? Are you going to just give me the ticket? Because I remember when I got pulled over, I think we were in going down south, and I got pulled over in Virginia. Yes, Virginia.
Wow.
And my mama was in the back seat, and I was flying. She kept telling me, slow down, slow down, slow down. But, you know, when you're traveling from New York down south, you're cruising. You're going with the traffic, the mileage is going, the speed is going different rate. It goes 65, 55, 65, 55.
Mm-hmm.
They go up and down, up and down, up and down, you know. So you never really know what speed you're going, of course, at that point in time. But to me, I remember going, I want to say, don't get me wrong, I was going about 75, could have been like 80, I'm just saying. But I was cruising, and we were making good timing, and sure enough, I got pulled over. And I'm okay with you giving me a ticket because I know I did something wrong. But you want to lecture me on what you could do for me, but let me know you're doing me a favor. Listen, I'm not going to beg
you
to do me a favor. If you're going to give me a ticket, just give me a ticket. You want to know where I'm going, why I'm driving so fast. Now, mind you, I got a bunch of people in the car. No one's young. We all older. We cruising. You know, you asking the questions. Oh, we going to, you know, a funeral down south. Oh, okay. Well, I could arrest you. I could. Because you were, you know, what did he call it? Reckless driving is what he said to me.
Oh, my God.
And I wanted to say so bad, sit down and have a donut. I was not reckless driving. I was cruising down the road, driving with the rest of the traffic. I wasn't speeding by myself with no lights off. You know what I'm saying? So to me, I kind of felt like, just give me the ticket. And I could understand how some people get frustrated about it, because now I'm frustrated because now you keep talking to me. Just give me the ticket and let me go if you're going to let me go.
Exactly.
If you're going to take me, just take me. But when we finally got, I got the ticket, don't get me wrong, $500 something later, I did get the ticket. And yes, it was definitely a grip. And I'm thankful I got the ticket, but I'm not going to beg you to give me a ticket. You're going to do whatever you want to do anyway. You know?
For real.
You're going to, and but then my rights, are my rights where I'm supposed to get out the car? If you say get out the car, am I supposed to get out the car? Or can I get in the car? Can I stay in the car and say I refuse to get out?
Exactly.
You see what I'm
saying?
It's like a catch-22. Reckless driving is the term that you use.
And they, it's like they make their own laws. Oh, you this, you that. Oh, you this, you that. Come on, really. How did you know how fast I was going? And
right.
Meanwhile, you weren't sitting on the side of the road. You came up from behind me. So how did you know how fast I was going? A cop told me one time, I paced you. You paced me. So that means that you were going the same speed as me, but meanwhile behind me. But how fast were you going to, like, as you were coming up to me? You know what I'm saying?
You mean
you
harassed me.
Yeah, if you caught me going at a certain speed and you paced me, that's how you found out what speed I was going. Why didn't you pull over any other car that was around me doing the same speed? Because there were so many cars that were surrounding me. Now, meanwhile,
right.
I'm the only one in Jersey with the New York plate.
I was just about to say that. Do you have New York plates? Because if you do, that's why you got cold.
Yes, of course. So then he proceeds to shine the light in the car and see what everybody's doing and who's this, who's that. That's my son. We're trying to take him to college. And that's my daughter. She's in the back sleeping. And what is he holding? My son is holding some potato chips, a bag of potato chips, and he's sleeping.
Like, right. It's not
really.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But it just goes to show you. And when I read the story online about the gentleman who got shot, and you see the picture of his grandmother actually looking out the window and she's crying, you know, and it just broke my heart because he's at home. You shot him a numerous amount of times. He did not have anything on him, you know, except for his iPhone. And that was it. So he only had an iPhone. That's crazy to me.
Wow.
You know, that is absolutely crazy. And you, and they think, oh, well, it looked, for our perspective was, he had a gun. He had an iPhone. Now, did you tell him to get on the ground? It's like I try to put myself in everybody's situation, you know, everybody's shoes, just to see if it fits correctly, you know. And to me, I feel like, okay, so did you tell him to lay on the ground and he didn't lay on the ground, you know? Or did he reach for his cell phone, or was his cell phone in his hand and it was black and you automatically thought it was a gun? Well, last time I checked, the gun looks a little different than an iPhone. But
exactly.
Like I said, you know, I'm just, you know, like, you know, we're just here at GQ Palace and we've given our opinions and doing the right thing and trying to live right, you know. But I'm just curious, like, what's the difference, you know? And it's scary. It's really scary.
Definitely.
I mean, where you and I both know that this gentleman's going to get off, you know, the cop will get off.
Of
the one in the Sandra
way.
Bland case got off, and they swear up and down that the girl hung herself. And how do you sleep at night comfortably knowing that this girl actually, you know, was dead over a traffic violation? You know, another caller. Caller, are you there?
Right, all right.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey,
hey, hey. How you doing?
Good. How you doing,
all
girl?
Right,
you
all
doing?
Right.
I can't complain.
Excellent, excellent.
Good.
Now, I want to say, because I don't want to be wrong with my birthdays, but I always get you two mixed up. I don't know why. I always get you two mixed up, but I know both of you are Pisces.
No. Ray Queen is
you
Aries. Aries.
Oh,
so,
you're an Aries.
Yep, I'm Aries.
Early
happy right
birthday,
boo. Right? Thank,
yes,
thank you.
Aries. Aries in the building, Pisces in the building, and Capricorn is the best. Just saying.
Got to mention the Capricorn.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, why not? I mean, you know, it's just a couple of months beyond, but hey,
right,
come
right.
first. Look,
you know.
So
look, it was the beginning of the year, beginning of the year.
Right.
You know.
That's a Martin Luther King baby.
That's right. That's me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we can't leave you out.
Yeah.
But
that's
what y'all chopping it up about tonight?
You know, just a couple of different things, you know, because there was a gentleman who was killed by a police officer, or several police officers in Sacramento, California, I believe it was, and he was killed at his grandmother's house. They thought that he had a gun in his hand, but it was actually an iPhone.
Wow.
So, and they killed him. And
I wonder if that's
the
video that's going around where they let off like 40 shots or something. And he was at the top of the steps.
Well, 20 hit him. If it's the same video, 20
hit
him. Right,
I think that
him.
He is, because they said that he was shooting at them, but there's no bullet holes where he supposedly, allegedly, was shooting at them.
Because
all
he had was his phone.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's all he had was a cell phone. He didn't have nothing else, just a cell phone, which is, to me,
20
that goes
bullet
to
holes.
You. Yeah, 20.
Overkill, like for real.
I wanna find this other thing that I was that I looked up and I saw, and it was actually this black lady who the police, they didn't turn off their audio, their body cam audio, and it was actually explaining how that they were gonna kill this girl after she got out the car. They
oh
have
my God.
For a traffic violation, and they didn't turn off the audio. And you can hear it, and then one of the cops says, turn your audio off.
Wow.
I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to find it now. You know
okay,
what I
y'all
see
talking
stuff?
About? Y'all talking about cops, right? Did y'all hear about the cop that was supposed to have been out there serving warrants and stuff like that and was snorting cocaine and OD'd?
What?
This was in Ohio.
No.
It was either yesterday or today. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm like, you know, you're supposed to be protecting and serve to, you know, protecting and serving us. But, you know, with the killings and everything like that, you're not protecting us first and foremost. You serving us all right. Serving us with, you know, what, killings, multiple killings for no reason, you know. But you got officers out here that's doing just as much. Probably half of them that stop people with drugs are keeping a part of the drugs themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't trust them for nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm serious. Like,
I feel like some of them, though. You know, I don't want to stereotype all
not
of them.
All
I'm
of them.
Say
not
true.
All of them.
Not
all
of them. You know, because
they're
there
not
is a
all
handful.
Bad because if they were, this world would be in a frenzy, like, you know. So you got good black, white, pink, purple, orange. You know, it's no color coordination because at the end of the day, I've ran into some nasty black cops, too.
Uh-huh.
Very nasty.
Oh, yeah.
You
yep.
know.
They do.
And they take their authority to the top, like, because you got that gun on your waist. Like, you take 9 times out of 10, the average cop, they take their gun off their waist and go straight up toe-to-toe with another, like, civilian. You can't beat them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'll give you a,
you know,
they'll give you a fair
a
run
once.
For your money. You know, they give you a fair run for your money.
Yeah. You
know,
but I dated
twice.
A cop, and I said, never, ever again. They are so
really?
Controlling. Like, yeah, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't even want
to move. I heard
ooh,
that they are.
They are
I heard.
Very controlling. This clown used to come. When I lived in Philly, he used to come by my house with that big, you know, that big light, the light where they be looking for address and stuff, shining it in my bedroom when the 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but I see you. He was letting you know that he saw you, that's all. That's all he was doing. He was letting you know he was like a peekaboo. He was only doing peekaboo. He cut it out. Rachel, she is farting right now. She knows she likes it. She knows she likes it.
I was scared. Because, you know, I thought I think I'm half bad anyway. But that was so be damn.
Oh, my God.
That's when I moved to Jersey.
Wow. But real quick, Jesus, let me just give the number to call. It's 646-716-6970. If anyone wants to call in and listen to the topic or listen to it online, or just press that one button just to go on the air with us and just let us know what your feedback is. And your feedback would be on a couple of different topics. And one would be as far as how do you prepare your child to be able to get pulled over and still be able to come home when it's said and done, you know? Or if the police officer sees someone's child or sees someone and says, okay, stop, get on the ground. Are you going to abide by that and get on the ground? Are you going to do what you're being told? Or do you feel like your right says something different, you know?
Uh-huh,
as well as
uh-huh.
What's your feedback on the cop that just shot this unarmed man 20 times over in Sacramento? What's your feedback on that? And do you believe, the other question I did have is, do you believe that black people kill black people more than a cop kills black people?
Wow.
Just curious. Like, what's your feedback on that? Do you believe that? Or do you believe that, you know, cops are killing us more than we're killing ourselves? Just curious with that. Just curious. I told you guys, like, when I sat and I thought about it earlier, I was like, wow, you know, like, there's so many different things that's going on in the world today. How do you talk about so many different topics all at one time, because everything's so alive and well right now, today? You know, how do you have you missed the opportunity to be able to discuss it? You know, so just going to ask you guys, you know, what's your feedback on that? Do you feel like black people kill black people, or do you feel like guns kill people more, or do you feel that the cops kill people more? What do you feel?
In my opinion, nowadays, the crazy white people that get these guns and go shoot up these movie theaters and these schools and
true.
People.
Yeah. You're right, though.
A lot.
Palace is just giving their opinion.
I said in my opinion. But I also feel that we, for the longest time, we have, you know, our black-on-black crime has been high. And unfortunately, the struggle is real. It's, you know, it's what we lived through and what we've been through and what we've been taught and what we, you know, it's just sad. It's just sad. But, yeah, these cops are, they're definitely giving us a run for our money. I think these cops are killing black people a little bit more than we're killing each other these days. Yeah. Definitely.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I had to laugh because the way you said it, you know, but of course, it's GQ Palace, you know, my fantasy is just, by it's opinion only, you know, as what Miss Mobetta says, we're not here to fix anybody, you know, we're just giving straight opinions and that's it. You know, if we can help you on the journey, it's great. You know, and we're definitely just giving you our opinion, on it. T, what's your opinion on it? she's choking. Get some water. Get some water first.
I got
some. Okay, please get some water.
Okay. Okay, I got this. My opinion, honestly, like it's you know, Raekwon was saying, it's a tight race. Like about young people killing each other, but you know the other people killing up multiple people. Like that's becoming like a little serial killer thing, a stereotype. Like, okay, they started it back up. So, you know what? I'm going to do it, too. You know, I have nothing to live for. A lot of them, when they do that, they don't care if they die in the process. But my thing is, if you want to die, go ahead and kill yourself. Don't take out a bunch of innocent people. No, seriously. That's my opinion as well.
That's another opinion as well here on GQ Radio. Alrighty then. Alright, so with that being said, I'll switch to my opinion on that one. Okay. My opinion is I believe that the crime started, you know, a long time ago. And forgive me when I say it, back with the N-word, when people call each other that, they reference that as they speak to each other, you know, my nigga, you know, stuff like that. They say so much of it, sometimes I feel like you allow people to disrespect you, you know? That word is used so loosely now, that people say it a lot. Me personally, I don't like the word, you know, because I feel
either.
Like when you say it and you call yourself that, what's up, ma, you know, other people think it's okay to say that. And I'm one of those people who I always give the screw face about it because I'm like, what? Like, I don't want you ever to feel too comfortable to call me out my name. As long as you put a miss in front of it, I used to say that's great. But if you're going to call me that word, you're not going to get a response out of me. I'm not going to answer you, you know. So I believe that it started way back when people started making songs and they were referencing each other as that. It's a level of comfort. I feel like when back in the day, if you think about it, and they, you know, had the every town or every state got the biggest drug dealer, you know, the biggest drug dealer that's killing the community, you know, because they're delivering, you know, the certain drug or, you know, whatever it is that's killing people. I feel like it started back then, a long time ago, and I just feel like now it's getting a lot worse than it's ever gotten before, because now it's not just about, I'm going to give you a drug that you'll take your life. Now it's, I'm giving you a weapon, and the weapon that I'm giving you is deadly. And if it gets into the wrong hands, you know, of the wrong people, then we're having stuff happen that, unfortunately, there's really no one that's held accountable for it when you think about it, you know, because no one's actually held accountable for killing somebody. If you think about it, you're going to get a slap on the wrist depending on who you are, what position that you have. It's going to be considered self-defense. It's going to be considered self-defense. So unless you don't have a good lawyer and you're going to go represent yourself and you think by you saying that you can represent yourself and it was self-defense, that's going to work. So statistics shows that the average person, you need a lawyer. You need a good lawyer to be able to get you up on a murder trial. Okay, because that's exactly what it is. If you kill someone who doesn't have a weapon on them, that's murder. To me, I mean, I think that it is. I think that you killed someone that is considered murder. I think that if you sit there and you say, oh, well, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. You know, when this person steps out the car, I'm going to shoot that person. That's premeditated.
Yeah.
So me personally, I guess I just feel like it started a long time ago. And now I feel like people are just doing it because it's nothing else to do. You know, Ray Queen mentioned the shootings in the school. It's so unfortunate because when you guys think about it, when you were growing up, did you have a classmate or did you hear of a classmate that got a gun and shot up your school?
No, I don't remember
hearing of that. You know, I remember hearing of someone getting into it, someone grabbing a weapon or someone pulling out a gun. I remember that, but I don't remember anyone actually saying, I'm going to shoot the school up or go to the school and shoot the school up. So to me, I feel like the gun laws are just a little bit too relaxed. They allow people to get these guns, and then the people who get the guns aren't able to really understand fully how to use the guns the correct way. Or if you are looking to take a life, you know, you want to take everybody's life because you're upset with your life. And I don't think that that's fair. I don't think that that's fair. I don't think that you should be playing God killing these people. I don't think that you should be doing that. I feel like you should be held accountable for what you're doing. And I don't believe you should get a slap on the wrist. I believe it was in Charleston where they had the young white man that walked into the church and shot all those people. And then afterwards, because I believe he had like a mental illness or something, they took him and gave him some food. And then they took him to jail. That was a slap on the wrist when you think about it, because guess what? You killed how many people? You killed so many people and you got to go eat. They can't eat no more. You know, you got to go eat your food, and now you got to be able to go to jail, or because you're going to say a mental illness or insanity, you're going to be able to go to a psychiatric hospital and stay there long term. So I don't know. I just feel like there's so many different things that's going on, and that people should just be held accountable for what they're doing, what you've done wrong. You should be held accountable for that, to me. I don't remember ever hearing of it when I was younger where people was able just to go shoot the school up and it was okay. I don't remember hearing of that. I don't think that it was something back then. I feel like it's something now, because now it's like, oh, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you what I could do. You know, like I would have never thought, but I would never thought in a million years that Trump would be president. I'm just saying, I would have never thought he would be president.
Never.
I don't know how that happened or what anyone was thinking when it happened, but I would have never thought that that would have happened, you know? So I think that we're in for a big surprise, you know, in this thing called life. We're in for a big surprise, and I feel like it's going to get worse before it gets better. I don't believe that everything's going to be all smooth, you know, right off the bat. I feel like it is going to get worse, and we just have to prepare ourselves and prepare our family for the worst that could happen. You know, I want to just, you know, prepare us. You know, I would like to help prepare my family and my friends, you know, with what is the worst. You know, you don't really know. But I want to be prepared if, God forbid, something does happen. I want my kids to know what to do. You know, I want to make sure that we are aware of what to do. And just think of it. You have more gangs now than ever, you know, and they're killing random people. They're initiating random people. You go from having marijuana to cocaine to Molly to now you're giving people K2 and you're lacing their stuff up. You know, you're lacing their weed up and stuff.
Everything.
And killing their brain cells. It's like, I believe that now it's a lot worse than it was before. But how do we get over this epidemic? You know, how do we do that?
You know what, Storm, like, okay, like, the way that they're doing with the pain pills and everything now, and again, this is just my opinion, when crack was out there killing all our black people and stuff like that, they didn't stop producing this and that. They kept letting it kill them, like, down to the nitty-gritty. Cocaine and stuff. But now that you see all of these people OD'ing off of pain pills, the opiates and everything like that, them people, then, you know, now you want to stop people that really need pain pills. It is so hard. Like, I go through a struggle every single day of pain. I can't get pain pills because of what Trump is stopping, like the opiates and everything. I don't take them to get high. I take them to relieve my pain, but it is so hard to even get. You got to have cancer or something now, or, you know, older people, whatever, to even get a pain pill.
Yeah, but they're giving medical marijuana out now. Who would have thought of that?
Exactly.
You know, who would have thought about medical marijuana? I would have never thought that was going to be something that was alive and well, that they were going
to
just
maybe
be giving
people
like,
hey. Maybe that's
what
I'm going to have to end up going to get medical marijuana for my pain.
Well, they'll give it to
you. I don't smoke no weed.
Just,
I don't like taking pills. But I know that it helps my pain.
Yeah, just don't abuse it now. Because, you know, but they'll give it to you. They give it to you if you're having pain and discomfort. I mean, who would have thought that was something that they was going to be given? But I would have never thought that was going to be something. But it just goes to show you where we are now in comparison to where we were before,
back
in the day when we were growing up and things weren't so, you know, rough, I guess you can say. You know, right now we're in for a big surprise, and this, you know, and I always say, like, this thing called life. You know, this thing called life is stressful. Society's out there, and so many different people feel that everything is okay, and they could do whatever they want to do. They could say whatever they want to say. You know, and it's unfortunate. You know, it's very unfortunate, and it comes a point in time where we just have to make sure that we understand what our rights are and what we can do and what we can't do. You know, these kids are abusing the medication. These kids are, you know, abusing the rights to carry arms, you know, their rights to carry firearms. It's being abused.
Right.
So at one point in time, do people say, hey, you know what? I'm going to make it harder for you to be able to get access to this gun. You know, I'm going to make it harder for you to be able to get access to it. No, depending on where you go, you can go buy it yourself. How is that making it harder if I can go buy it myself?
Like the K2 marijuana, like, that's taking a lot of people out of context, too. Like, it's killing them. Some people losing their mind behind it. Like, I mean, it's just, it's crazy. Next, it'll be...
And that Narcan, they're allowing them, I mean, it has to be now because... These drugs are everywhere, in the home, in the shelters, in the schools.
Yes.
And now you got to have this Narcan training to shoot this stuff up the people's nose to block the high or block the person from dying from the high that they're
getting. To save a life. You have to do it to save a life.
People like overdosing right there and on the streets in broad daylight. And they stick the needle in the neck and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, my God. And they come right back. I'm like, wow. And they talking about how much that costs, you know. But they got a certain amount that they have in ambulance and everything like that. But like you say, Ray Quinn, you got to take a special class to even know what to do. Even if you've been paramedic for years, you got to do, you know, a special training for this. To save someone's life that don't care about it. Because they're going to do it again.
You know what?
No, you know, I work in a shelter.
And you know what? And you said the key word, T, they're going to do it again. And this is the consequence that some of us have is when you deal with life and you deal with people and you know and people feel like, oh, you know what, I could smoke this stuff and it could be laced, it's okay, you know. But people don't think of the consequences of, wow, if it's laced and I don't go back to being the same way I was before. Somebody got to take care of you like that, you know?
Someone
actually has to take the time and take care of you like that because you didn't have enough respect for yourself not to do it.
Right.
To me, I feel like you're saving a life. You're saving a life for someone that doesn't
want
their life saved.
And the government going to pay them to be in that situation.
Of course.
They're gonna get Social Security disability because they can't function now.
Right, but guess what? They'll get disability, right? And they'll get a check. And they'll be able to get money to go out and do the exact same thing.
And do the same exact thing.
And these doctors are going to prescribe these medicines for these people because I think some of these doctors are like, you know what? Let me prescribe all these medicines for this person. Knowing that this person is going to hurt themselves or kill themselves, they might as well, you know, I really think these doctors are trying to kill some of these people off.
I know, like, our professions are kind of similar, you know. But I'm going to tell you, I believe that some of the doctors that I've came across actually feel like they could save someone's life. Like, they feel like, wow, it's a happy pill that they can give someone. I haven't quite understood the happy pill yet, but that's just what I call it. You know, because people suffer from, like, depression, you know, and people are suicidal, you know, and people just don't have a will to live. People deal with the different substance abuse and stuff like that, you know. And some of the doctors just prescribe medication, you know. But I feel like as an adult, like, our profession, you know, as adults, it's a little bit different because as an adult, you want to be able to give them the medicine to save their life. But God forbid they took all the pills that you were prescribing? Whoa.
That's what I'm talking about.
Whoa.
For example,
I
have a resident. I have a resident that that is on a whole lot of now I work in the homeless shelter. Now, so I have a resident that takes a whole lot of pills. He's on a lot of medicine, but he also abuses alcohol. It's a lethal, toxic combination, the two. Guess what ends up happening every week, at least two times a week? This man ends up in the emergency room because he mixed the medication with the alcohol. What do you do with this situation? It's so sad. He's like, has the mental capacity of like a 7-year-old mixed with a 2-year-old mixed with a 95-year-old.
It's sad.
He doesn't remember to take his meds, and then he popped a whole bunch of pills because he's got all these bags of meds, and then he's drinking and he's drunk. It's a hot mess.
That's crazy.
Anyway, Diva.
And they keep giving it to him, I guess.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. He takes his own medication. He's not under surveillance with his medication. These people in the shelters, they take their own medications. They don't have anyone that, you know, that monitors their medications. They come in here and we offer them to tell us and let us know what medications they are on. They are not required to do so.
Wow.
They hide their medications.
That's crazy.
Or, you know what I'm saying? It's sad.
Then you have to sit up in the emergency room with them, I guess.
No, I don't. I'm the one that calls 911. Yeah, thank God. I sit right at my desk and look pretty and make phone calls and document, literally. You know, I mean, I get up every hour. And, for real. I literally get up and every hour and go to their rooms because these people, you know, some of them are drug addicts and alcoholics and they're killing themselves. So I literally do make my hourly rounds because
these people overdose and they die. A lot of people in the men's shelters are, you know, alcoholics and drug addicts. Anyway, Divas, we've come to the end of our show where we, this is such a great topic. We can go
oh,
on and on
sad.
And on. I know, I can.
Yeah.
We come to the end of our show where we go around the circle and give our final thoughts. I'm going to give mine first, if y'all don't mind, because I do have to go.
Okay.
I love y'all so much. And I will see. I will
happy birthday.
I will definitely be partying with the Diva Squad this weekend. I love
y'all.
Oh. So I love y'all and God bless.
Yes, love you, girl. All right, T. So we gonna pass the mic to you. Look, T, the senior diva. We gonna pass the mic over to you for your final thoughts on the topic.
Well, my final thought is just be prepared. Do what you know you're supposed to do as far as with these officers, because a lot of them are rookies. A lot of them are scared anyway, and they just need an excuse to blow you away. So my thing is be prepared for anything. If they stop you, be prepared. But before you even go out there on the highway, check your lights, check everything. Make sure that everything is in proper order. Therefore, you don't stand a chance of being stopped. And that's my thoughts on that.
Oh, okay. Good point. Check those vehicles first before you even get out there. Make sure you have the proper license with you and be prepared, you know, and I'm going to piggyback off what T said of pretty much just, you know what your rights are, but as well, just do as what you're told to do, you know. Don't put up the fight, you know, because you know that you can videotape
them.
You can't
win it.
Just don't take the chance. You know, my thing is don't take the chance. Don't feel like you have to prove something or you have to fight something, because what's going to happen is in the eyes of the law, you're going to be resisting arrest. So just do what you have to do and see if it works. And when you talk to your children, explain to them. Don't be argumentative when the police pulls you over or asks you for your ID. Just give them the freaking ID. You know, like, what are you going to do with my ID, really? Run it. I'm clean. I'm good. You know, but also, you know, for the children, you know, don't do anything that's going to cause them to pull you over, because you can be driving while black. You know, that's already the reason to pull you over, depending on who you talk to. So you want to make sure that you pay attention to your surroundings and what's going on. And, you know, definitely rest in peace to, you know, the gentleman from California, last name Clark. Rest in peace to his family, you know, and to him. And we pray, we send our condolences out to you. And we also send our condolences out to, I believe it's Deshaun Briggs. He was actually in the military out in Riverhead. He's born and raised in Riverhead. I believe his airplane that he was in, it suffered a malfunction and it killed like 7 of them that was on the airplane. And he leaves behind like a wife and 2 young children. So definitely rest in peace to him. And, you know, we send our condolences to the Briggs family, you know, out east. And, you know, anyone that's came in contact, you know, with people, like I explained earlier, just tell them that you love them. Reach out to them and show them the positive things. And don't be so quick to show them a negative of what's any situation. Try and see if you can pick apart something positive to embrace it. Because at any point in time, life can be caught. It can be caught cut short. And you'll be gone from here. And guess what?
Yeah.
There's no second chances. You can't go another day.
Once
you're gone, you're gone, you know. And for those of you who feel the need to just take your life and take someone else's life, just reevaluate your life, you know. Don't be so quick to end it and say, you know what, I'm going to take this way out. Try to talk about it to find at least one positive outlook that you could think of where people could help you with that, or you could help yourself with it, because you have to want the help. You have to want to get better. You need to be able to find that one thing, because when you're young, life has just begun. You know, when you're older, when that time comes and you go, you want to say like, wow, I've lived, you know, I've lived my life. And if God calls me home tomorrow, I know that I lived my life. You know, you don't want to live your life saying, wow, I wish I could have done this or I wish I could have done that. But just don't take life for granted. Don't take it for granted. Take it serious and do what it is that you have to do to survive in this thing called life. You know, it's stressful out here. So definitely happy birthday to Ray Queen. We'll definitely be getting together celebrating this weekend. This is, you know, a Divas weekend, so we're trying to, you know, get together and do some things for her and show her, you know, our love and appreciation. CT, you should have been, you know, in the in Long Island, so you could have turned up with us this weekend.
It's coming.
You know,
it's coming.
We know you here, and you know you here in spirit with us. And we're definitely going to show her,
always,
you know, a good time, and you know, we'll post some pictures up there so you guys get to see that. You know,
okay,
she's definitely
okay.
enjoying life. You know, she's one of the. I'm not going to say she's a senior diva, but she's one of the older divas that don't do anything but work extremely hard. So we want to definitely show her a good time. So with that being said, you know, definitely check GQ Palace out on Mondays. We have UAR Radio, Unside Artist Radio. Tuesday, we do have Love Sensation. This way you can call in and get your two-step on, enjoy yourself, press that play button while you're sitting at home chilling. You can listen online, and you'll be able to hear the show Wednesday. Of course, you're back chilling with the Diva Squad, and we're definitely going to give you straight street knowledge and give you our opinions, and we hope along the journey that we're able to help someone and save someone and just uplift them at the same time. And then Thursday, there's no show, but then Friday, you do have Rich Money and Storm, our Love and Entertainment, the original show that started GQ Palace. So we'll definitely be in the building this Friday. We were not on last Friday, you know. Now we did, you know, just saying. But we'll be in the building. We'll be in the building this Friday, and it'll be fun. And happy Good Friday to you guys, and happy Easter, you know, to you guys. And just have a blessed and safe weekend. And we look forward to speaking to you guys on Friday. God bless.
You say, love you.
Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. I need all my sexy ladies to get to the middle of the floor tonight. Now, I don't want to see you not doing anything. You got some junk in your trunk? I want to see who can shake it the best. Like my girl Jack and Neil would say, go on, twerk.
Let's go. Put your back.